This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.42 3/4, down 3/4. March corn at $4.55 1/4, down 1/2. May corn at $4.63 1/2, down 3/4. November soybeans were $12.76 1/2, up 9 1/2. January soybeans $12.74 3/4, up 8 3/4. March soybeans $12.63 1/4, up 7 1/2. December wheat was $6.81 1/2, down 4 1/4. March wheat $6.91, down 4 1/2. May wheat $6.94 1/2, down 5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Ideas of exports to China lifted soybean prices, but talks of Australian wheat going to China pushed wheat prices lower. Corn settled lower without any new USDA information. In the northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent lower at $4.13 to $4.28. Soybeans were steady to 6 cents higher at $12.36 to $12.57. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.17 to $4.33. Soybean bids were 3 to 13 cents higher at $12.45 to $12.67. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at $4.07 to $4.30. Soybean bids were 10 cents higher at $12.49 to $12.87. Wheat bids were 4 to 5 lower at $6.39 to $6.69. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were up 8 to 10 cents at $12.80. to $12.85, the basis unchanged to down 2 cents at 2 to 7 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $420.40 to $439.40 per ton. That's down $1.40, with the basis unchanged at 15 to 34 over the December. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 1 to 4 cents lower at $4.23 to $4.55, with the basis unchanged to down 3 at 20 to 12 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 to 6 cents lower at $4.22 to $4.33, basis mixed 10 to 21 under the December. Soybeans ended 10 to 11 cents higher at $12.76 to $12.82, with the basis unchanged to up 1 at 3 under to 3 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 2 to 15 higher at $4.43 to $4.46. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 to 10 cents, with quotations of $12.97 to $13. Soft wheat closed 6 to 8 cents lower at $6.91 to $6.92, and Milo ended down 6 cents at $4.77 to $4.78. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.18 to $4.40, soybeans $12.43 to $12.70. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.25 to $4.43, and soybeans were $12.58 to $12.86. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.33 to $4.49, and soybeans were $12.75 to $12.96. Wheat ranged from $6.60 to $6.76. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices under the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 129.30, up 80 cents. December live cattle, 133.25, up 50 cents. February live cattle, 134.90, up 45 cents. October feeder cattle were 166, up 30 cents. November feeder cattle were 167.72, up 22 cents. January feeder cattle, 167.57, up 82 cents. December lean hogs were 88.80, up a dollar. February lean hogs, 90.65, up 85 cents. April lean hogs, 90.70, up 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Was Wednesday the 16th livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $55 to $59, the 4 to 5 weights $57 to $64, and the 5 to 550 weights $60 to $65. The 5 to 550 weights were $61 to $66. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $60 to $64. Now from United Producers Weekly Hay Report, they had receipts of 97 bales, and it was all mixed grass, good quality, bringing $4 to $4.25. Now on to the United Producers Auction. They had receipts of 388 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 123 to 127. Select and choice were 116 to 121, and the select steers were 108 to 112. Moving on to the choice slaughter Holstein steers, they were 114 to 118.25, and choice slaughter heifers were selling for 122 to 126. They also had some select and choice, bringing 117 to 122. Now on to Reel's weekly hay auction at Congerville. Compared to last week, hay in small squares sold $1.75 higher a bale, and wheat straw sold 20 cents higher. They had receipts of 340 bales, and starting with the alfalfa premium quality, small squares, they were bringing $5.50 to $5.75 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares, $5 to $5.25 a bale. Clover orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $5.25 to $5.50. And wheat straw, good quality, $2.30 to $3 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.43. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.41. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.43. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.41. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.72. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.84. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.56. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.43, corn at Scottville is $4.43, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.72, and wheat at Scottville is $6.56. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar showing a band of showers at this point east of a line from Decatur to Greenville and continuing to move off to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yields. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the low 60s and light west winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid 40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, cloudy skies, 46 degrees. And so far this morning, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees met Wednesday and made plans for the Farm Bill Conference. According to a spokeswoman for House Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas, the first formal conference meeting could be scheduled as early as next week, depending on the House and Senate schedules. The House and Senate take turns at chairing Farm Bill conferences. Since then, Senate Ag Chair Tom Harkin chaired the 2008 conference. Lucas will serve as the chair this year. Lucas has said the House would hold its first conference meeting next week if the House is in session. If the House is in recess, the first meeting will take place the following week. While many are hauling their grain to the elevators or as truckers haul grain to the rivers, you may be taking more notice of the state of our transportation infrastructure. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about changes that are going to have to be made.
The issue is out there is the transportation funding issue, but more so because of the fact that we don't have the revenue that we had 20 years ago for transportation funding, for fixing the bridges and the roads and, you know, doing the construction that needs to be done to maintain the infrastructure. We're still operating with the same amount of dollars, but those dollars are, 1992 dollars or $93 and not 2013 dollars. So effectively, the buying power of that money that we get has been cut in half in the last 20 years. We haven't raised motor fuel taxes on the federal level in over 20 years. We haven't raised motor fuel taxes on the state level for the same amount of time. Some truck registration fees went up, but remember, those registration fees didn't go into the highway or into the construction fund or the road fund. That went into the state's black hole, the general fund. So we've never seen that money go to highway construction or repair. What I think everyone has to understand is that, especially us in terms of the transportation industries, people who drive trucks and stuff, is that there's a big concern that they would look at what we call a VMT or a weight distance tax, a vehicle mile tax. So in other words, they're going to tax your vehicle on how many miles you drive and not on the fuel you purchase. That opens up the door to who knows what. And it's been tried in one state. The big issue is, so what do we do? Do we raise motor fuel taxes? Do we raise registration fees? What's the fairest, most equitable way to raise more money so that we have decent roads? You know, the economy moves on good transportation. It moves on good roads, good bridges, and the same issue falls into place with the locks and dams. The locks and dams aren't working correctly, then we can't move grain, you know, down the river. We can't move goods up the river. We can't move grain to the elevator, to the river terminal on the roads if we don't have the funding. So I think all of us are realizing that it's probably something we don't like, but we're going to have to do something because the infrastructure is deteriorating. At one time, the United States had, you know, the greatest infrastructure in the world in terms of its systems of highways, roads, bridges, rail, water, air. And we're falling behind. We are absolutely, you know, watching other countries spend more, commit more to their infrastructure than we are because, well, first, they're developing countries, but they have a better system. And on the other hand, we can see what happens to an economy when you don't have a good infrastructure. We talk about moving grains. For example, you know, soybeans. We can grow soybeans up the wazoo here in the United States and in Illinois. And the great thing about it is that we can get it to market. Because we have good roads, we have ways to get those grains to the terminal. On the other hand, then you talk to the ag industries in places like Brazil, where they can grow grains and grow it and grow it and grow it, but they have no way to get it to market because they don't have the roads, they don't have the rail, they don't have the infrastructure. So if people understand that the economy depends on that good infrastructure, just compare the United States to Brazil. And that's why, you know, you look at it from that standpoint and why you have so many groups that are involved in this effort. And it's not just the transportation groups, but you get the chambers and you get the different business organizations that all understand that a good road system is the backbone to the economy.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. After rains throughout the area, farmers are trying to head back out in the fields for harvest. I spoke with local farmer Heath Houck about how harvest is going.
It's going pretty good. We've got our bean harvest caught up for the moment. We've got some later beans that aren't quite ready yet. We replanted some late. I'm actually going to start back on corn today, and everything has been a pleasant surprise. Our corn has been excellent, and then our beans, they were about 10 bushels better than we had anticipated, so we can't complain so far, and we're looking forward to keep chugging along here and hopefully finish up here in the next few weeks.
And is the corn getting down to drier levels for you?
Before we had started, when we were finishing up and switching to beans, it was still running about, it was around the 20% mark there. Hopefully here it's been about a week and a half that we've been cutting beans. So hopefully the corn has dried down some, and when we try it today, I'm hoping to put some right in the bin instead of putting it through the dryer today. So it's getting there. It's getting a little bit later, and the temperatures aren't quite up there as high, and we're not getting that Mother Nature to dry it down quite as good as we would like, but we'll gladly trade this any year with good yields rather than last year. So it's been great so far.
Houck is also a member of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. Right now, the Young Leaders are putting on their annual Grain for Groceries food drive. I asked Houck how it's going.
Yeah, this is our third year doing the Grain for Groceries drive, and so far we've gotten a few donations here, getting started with harvest, or I guess kind of in the middle of harvest now. And we just wanted to remind everybody that the Grain for Groceries drive is going on still. We'll be continuing to go on until the end of harvest, and we encourage people to donate to that, whether it be beans or corn. There's no size limit or anything. It could be one bushel, five bushels, 100 bushels, whatever the farmer feels that they would like to donate. And just a reminder that all that money will stay here in the county and go to our local food pantries. And especially with the later harvest this year, getting around the holidays, the food pantries are always in need of money or food. So it would be a perfect holiday donation for the food pantries.
Do you have a goal that you guys are trying to meet?
Yes, we kind of had the number of $10,000 in our mind there, and we had a lower amount last year, but of course we had the drought. The first year we did it, we had a pretty successful year with it, and we're just trying to get the word out a little bit better this year and try to encourage more people to donate. And if we could raise $10,000, I know in talking with the food pantries and things, they would definitely be appreciative of that money because many of them are struggling with more and more families with the economy the way it is. More and more families are struggling and looking for help. So as farmers here, we can do our part with a fairly big, good-sized crop this year with the corn being pretty good. We can possibly help them out, help people in need, and just do our good deed as a community member.
Sounds like a great way to get involved with helping people out as the holidays approach. What is the end date? When do farmers have till to donate?
Well, we usually have always ran it to November 1st, but I think this year that's going to be a little bit different with the later harvest. And usually it'll probably run into December this year if guys are still out in the field. And we can, I mean, if a person is a little bit later and wants to donate on down the road there before Christmas, we'd like to have this money dispersed before then. So if they could get their donations in probably by the middle of December, that would be outstanding.
Again, that was Heath Houck, Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader. October is National Pork Month, and to celebrate, we're having a drawing to give away 10 sets of coupons for $10 worth of pork products. Only one winner per family. To enter, just email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. Again, that's angela@wsmiradio.com. The winners will be notified on Friday. And in honor of National Pork Month, here's something you may not have heard about. In recent Australian news, there was a wild pig that broke into a cooler at a campsite, drank 18 beers, and proceeded to get into a fight with a cow. Days later, it is believed this same wild pig was hit by a car and died. Now, that's something you don't hear about every day.
That is a wild pig.
Out partying too much and probably didn't look both ways before crossing the street there.
No, obviously not. I got a question.
Yeah?
Who opened the beers for him?
I'm assuming he bit them.
Oh, yeah, never thought of that. Hope they weren't glass.
I hope not either. But pigs are sturdy, so.
That's true enough. Well, that's true enough. You know, he downed 18 beers and then got into a fight with a cow. Wonder how that turned out.
Well, he didn't die from getting in a fight with a cow, so clearly he probably won that one.
A cow probably.
No word on how the cow's doing, though.
I was going to say, I bet that cow wondered what was going on. So, once again, Angela@WSMIradio.com for a chance, right?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Angela.